You're listening to the We Speak Common podcast network. For more information and to support the show, head to wespeakcommon.com.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the D&D podcast for everyone, because here we speak common. Brought to you in partnership with The Dice Dungeon and Describe. The Dice Dungeon is your one-stop shop for all things D&D, from premium dice sets to rolling trays and adventures, and you can use the code WESPEAKCOMMON to get 10% off your entire order at their website right now. And if you're looking for finely crafted box text or to improve your player's immersion with the sounds of the ambience of the forest or wherever it is they may be adventuring, then head over to describe.com, spelled D-S-C-R-Y-B, add a .com on the end. That's the website. You can get 10% off your subscription using the code COMMON at checkout. Both of the links to our partners are in the description down below. This week, as it's Christmas, Dave and I are catching up and talking about some rather festive characters. Welcome to We Speak Common. And welcome back to the table.
The table.
Dave. Mm-hmm. How the devil are you?
Ill. Still ill.
I haven't seen you here in ages.
It's literally been 10 minutes.
No, don't ruin the illusion. No, we record these episodes in sequence, in the right order. Each week. There's no batch recording, Dave. Don't ruin it. It's not like we've just recorded our New Year's Eve episode before doing the Christmas
one. That makes sense. I don't know what you mean. We should really do it the other way around so we could reference things from this episode.
In all seriousness, though. Yeah, I mean, we're pros. It'll be fine. Famous last words. In all seriousness, though, it has actually been a while since we've sat down and done this properly. We didn't talk about this in next week's episode. it has been a while. So we're time travelers. It's fine. And we've been drinking because the episode we recorded for next week is Tavern Talk. Yeah. So even better. So let me just finish this rum and that will really kick us off.
You may as well. I'm onto a milkshake now.
Have you got takeaway?
Yeah, I've got to go to McDonald's.
Are you sat there eating a McDonald's while we record an episode?
I ate my chips prior to us recording it.
I am disgusted at you.
I'm disgusted at myself, to be honest.
I can't believe you'd order a McDonald's and not get me one. That's just hurtful.
I could technically do that. That's the funniest part about it.
You could.
I don't know your other rest anymore, so I couldn't do that. So
okay, I'll tell you it right now, off air, because I don't want everyone
on
to
air.
287. Wow, that's really good. It's because you know that's the right number. Anyway,
carry on.
I live in a demiplane of my own creation, and
of course
we have McDonald's here all the time. It's fine. It's Christmas. Hello, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Ben.
Wow, that is the exasperated Cyberman who has two children. How is Christmas with the kids? They're quite young. Well, do they get it yet?
I think Evie will. She won't understand it, but she'll just get excited about it this year. And Isaac has no idea what's going on in day to day life. So,
it sounds like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it's not too stressful then.
I mean, day to day life is stressful, so no more stressful, I would say.
Well, that's okay. That's fine. That's great. What does your Christmas day look like? What's your Christmas plans?
My Christmas plans this year is actually a really nice idea. So me and Tiff normally travel around loads Christmas Day. We visit like everyone. And because we were both divorced parents, so we have to do trips everywhere.
Yeah.
So this
Take
year
it
we
from
said...
Me, it gets easier when one of them dies.
Wow. Oh, this is a dark episode. This
Merry
is the dark
Christmas.
Side.
I'm out of rum now. I've run out of rum.
You need to get my doubles.
Don't tempt me.
So, Christ. Yes, we're not doing that. We've told everyone we're not going anywhere. We're staying at home this year.
Okay.
So I'm cooking Christmas dinner. We're staying at home. Me and Tiff are probably going to get drunk. Nice. Time.
You'll be responsible parents, obviously.
Of course. We don't get wasted.
Just drunk. Yeah.
Just like tipsy, yeah.
Yeah. Have you got anyone coming to you or?
No.
Oh,
no one is entering my household. It's just us. Yes,
that's really nice. It's gonna be glorious. That is really nice. Yeah. I am making the 6-hour trek via train back home.
Yeah,
air quotes home. To see my mom and my sister and my brother-in-law and all that kind of stuff. Christmas, I really struggle with Christmas.
I
find it really difficult because just every year it's got, this sounds really pessimistic and I don't mean it to. Every year it's got slightly worse in the sense that like it's changed a little bit more.
Okay.
As in someone else is gone or a tradition is finished or, you know, whatever. So you know it's been difficult.
I think I found, this is really cheesy, but
no, go on.
I think since I've had kids, it feels more Christmassy now because they enjoy it. Like that comes back, which is nice.
Yeah. Christmas is for kids and Christians. So, you know, and I'm neither of those things. I am Buddhist and an adult. So, you know, it just doesn't line up
with it. Yeah.
So, I find it difficult and, you know, I just miss people.
That's fair, mate.
I find it difficult, but something that I did the last couple of years is I had my own private Christmas and that me and some people in my life that I would care about would book a day. We'd block everything off and we'd have our Christmas day. And that would take the pressure off Christmas. And I haven't done that this year because like I've moved and I've just been busy and stuff's been happening. Grace and I Christmasified the new house. That was really fun. So we did that.
That's cute.
So I have got into the spirit, but for me, like I'm not a bar humbug person. I'm not like, no,
it's not
Christmas.
Your vibe. Yeah.
It's just another day really. I don't mind it. I like the food. I like food's giving really presents, making people happy. I'll go to church on Christmas Eve to remember dad because he was Catholic. So it's just a nice way to remember
it's
him.
Nice for you. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to see a load of friends. That's what I kind of take out of Christmas. It's just a chance to see the people I love. Yeah. So I'm seeing Joe, seeing Wes before he moves up here. That'll be fun.
And then you'll see Wes all the time.
And then I'll see him all the time. I'll be sick of him. I'm like, Wesley, flush the toilet. God. I don't know. It's a very nice house. Grace and I have gone very well. So I think Wesley's going to fit in quite very well.
Oh, yeah.
But, and there's loads of space. So, I'll see James, a couple of friends from Spain that I went to see this year are coming down. So I'm going to see them on Christmas Eve. So that'd be nice. You know, like it'd just be nice, stuff like that. So that's my Christmas plan, is to just see people I love and tell them I love them and give them hugs.
That's
and
cute.
Yeah. There you go. I'm going to take my laptop, my MacBook with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've booked the week off. So I had booked off the 3 days that I would be working. So I'd have to come back.
Nice.
My mate's birthday is New Year's Eve as well, so it's going to be really heavy. Have I told you this?
No.
My mate's turning 40.
Okay.
And he is built like a brick house. He is hench. So when he drinks, he puts it away. But he drinks fast. He's a fast drinker.
Yeah.
I'll be halfway for a pint and he'll be pouring me my second. Like, it's not good. Mm-hmm. So I just know I'm going to be hammered. Drink responsibly, kids. Not kids. You shouldn't be drinking if you're kids. Drink responsibly, adults. Anyway. It's his birthday, so I'm going to his New Year's Eve, and then the next day I'm getting a train for 6 hours.
Oh yeah, you remember you telling me this? Actually, you have told me this. Rough.
I'm just
For my stag do, I went to Manchester, and instead of coming home to Burnley, I ended up going back to Crewe on a train, and I don't know why.
No.
I was wasted, and I went back to Crewe, and I woke up in my friend's house and was like,
why am I
here? And I had to get a train back to Manchester, then a bus back to Burnley, and it was horrendous.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
When I lived in Burnley, it was rough.
That is bad.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have that horrible experience, but I've got those 3 days in between. I booked off work, so I'm gonna stay down in the south, and I'm gonna take my MacBook so that I can play Baldur's Gate and edit some projects that I haven't edited, even though they've all been recorded. That's the plan. Whether it actually happens or not
is another story.
Is a completely other story. We'll see. We shall see. Because maybe some impromptu plans will come up, and I'll be like, "Cool, I haven't had a break."
You can procrastinate. It's fine.
Let's go.
So, Ben, what are we talking about today that's not depressing?
None of this is depressing. No, hang on, hang on. Rephrase that. All I'm saying is, everyone, no, we take the pressure off of Christmas here, okay?
We relieve the
It will be whatever you need it to be. For me, it will be time to see my friends and to relax and rejuvenate, and that's all I need it to be, and I'm very grateful for that, okay?
Yeah,
for fine. You, it's going to be a lovely Christmassy vibe because you've got the kids and...
It's going to be chaos, Ben.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be lovely. It's going to be great.
Anyway,
what we're talking about today... To really get into that festive spirit. If, unlike us, you're not Scrooge and you... Mm-hmm. Do you know, actually, on that note, can someone book three ghosts to come and visit me and tell me what I'm doing wrong in my life? Because mm-hmm. I can really do with that. But if you're not being Scrooge like us and you're not being visited by the ghosts of all the Christmases come and gone and to be, you may be doing something very fun. Like, I don't know, playing a TTRPG at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. I mean, who has time for that? A lot of people play Monopoly. Why not play D&D this Christmas? That's what
I like playing board games. Board games are great.
I love board games. I think we're playing poker this year.
Oh, I love poker.
Yeah, I think we're doing some Texas Hold'em. Nice. So that'd be fun. So we're going to talk about how you could make some Christmassy themed characters.
Yeah.
Now
Christmassy slash like Yule-y theme, like time of year.
Yeah. Usually I hate this because I hate when there's videos that are like, how to play Batman in D&D. Yeah. And I'm like, ugh, why would you want to do that? But today we're doing that. So just ignore everything I've said in the past and get into the Christmas spirit. So, I have my elf hour, you know, let's go.
Before we record this episode, we were trying to work out what we were doing. And I mentioned the Yule Lads. And now you don't know about the Yule Lads.
I have no idea what the Yule Lads are. What are they?
So the Yule Lads are a Nordic tradition. And I just need to do... They're like folklore, and I just need to read you the names of the Yule Lads just so you can understand the vibe.
What are they? Are they like actual boys?
They're boys, yeah, they are boys.
The boys.
They are like
the boys, the Yule Lads.
I imagine them more like, I'm probably going to like, I'm not like deeply read into them, but I know like it's quite a funny concept.
Can I make a suggestion?
Go on.
Can we refer to you, me, James, and Wes as the Yule Lads from now on?
Oh no. Wait till you hear the names. Wait till you hear the names and then we'll go from there. I mean, you can choose which one you think everyone is. So we start off Sheep Coat Clod. Right?
Sheep Coat Clod.
Yeah, that's the first one. And well, you know what his vibe is?
I'm guessing he's wearing wool.
He tries to suckle ewes in farmer sheep sheds.
Okay, so that one's Wesley.
Okay, I mean, there's 13 of them, Ben. Wait there.
13? I thought it was going to be like, Christ, okay, go on.
There's Gully Gork. Gully Gork.
Okay, what's his damage?
His vibe is he steals foam from buckets of cow's milk.
Why just the foam?
Right, just the foam, Ben. That's all that matters.
Okay, well, it can't be that one.
And then there's Stubby.
Stubby.
He's short and steals food from frying pans.
That does sound like me.
Uh-huh. Spoon licker.
I'm short and I do stuff with spoon licker.
His vibe is just that he licks spoons. That's his whole thing. There's pot scraper or pot licker. Can be called either.
Wow. Okay.
He steals unwashed pots and licks them clean.
That's grim.
He's
a dog, basically.
There's bowl licker who steals bowls.
Who made these boys? Because it sounds like they just were like, fuck it, why not? Have we got a plate licker as well?
Not yet. I don't think so. But bowl licker has more information. So he steals bowls of food.
Bowl licker has deeper lore.
He steals bowls from under the bed.
That's called a...
And it has in brackets, back in the olden days, Icelanders used to sometimes store bowls of food there, convenient for midnight snacking, ?
Not a pot you pee in, then?
No. Well, maybe you mistake it one night when you're drunk. Who knows? Door slammer.
Mm.
He stomps around and slams doors, keeping people awake. Okay.
Okay.
This can't be real. This can't be real. Sky?
Yeah.
Skye Gobbler eats yogurt. That's his vibe.
He just eats yogurt.
He eats yogurt.
That great.
Sausage swiper.
I mean,
he loves some
like
of the sausages.
Should be on the list.
Yeah. Window peeper also should be on the list. Likes to creep outside windows and sometimes steal stuff he sees inside. Door sniffer. Basically, the last five are like should be on a list somewhere. He has a huge nose and an insatiable appetite for stolen bait goods. Meat hook. He snatches up any meat left out, especially smoked lamb. Candle beggar. He steals candles, which can be used to be sought after items. There we go. That is the old lads.
I don't understand why.
I mean, there's like, a whole story, Ben. I'm not going into it now.
Oh, right. So they like, I'm guessing they're naughty lads.
Yeah. Naughty, like lads. A mischievous people. So thoughts on the Yule Lads, Ben?
I don't know. I mean, I'm imagining little like goblins.
Right, that's my brain. Is like goes to goblins. I mean, they're all pretty much rogues at this point. So that's
so is our goal rogues. To make the Yule Lads.
No, that's just a boring. That'd be a really easy one because they're literally all rogue goblins. That's literally what they are.
Oh, well, I think you could go one step further and make them Batiri goblins and have them as a goblin stack.
Oh, a 13 eye.
How cool would that be?
That's
fun. That'd be so cool.
Fun. So that is fun. So what I was going to do, I've got a list of characters here let me tell me I've got. Okay. I've got roughly 20 characters here. Would you like to roll a d20 and we can build one of these people?
Okay. Let me roll a d20. I'm going to have to do it electronically because my dice are all put away.
Okay.
Roll 1d20. Here we go. I have got a 4.
Oh.
Spoon liquor?
No, well, I'm not doing a Yule Lad. We're doing just Christmas character spec. So you got Kevin McAllister.
Oh, I don't even like him. I'm rolling with advantage.
Roll again.
20.
20.
Natural 20, baby.
You got Father Christmas.
Oh, well, that's. I mean, come on, it's iconic.
Iconic.
Okay, let's make Father Christmas, and then let's I have it. One I want to make.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
how are we making Father Christmas as a? So I think this is a player character, right?
I think, yeah. I think he should be a Goliath. I just imagine Father Christmas is very tall. I don't know why.
I mean, he's very, very fat.
Yeah, you could have fat Goliaths.
I mean, a Goliath works, yeah. I mean, it's making me think of line from the Nightmare
Before
Christmas.
They can't have beards. Goliaths can't have beards.
You're lying.
No.
Is that in the law?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't Goliaths have beards? No. Where?
They are hairless. They're completely hairless.
Hang on. I'm going to fact checking this.
This is real.
You're lying to me. Where would that be listed on their character stuff?
Just Google it.
Size, speed, stones, endurance, power build, mount build, languages. In some ways, glass giants have this skill. Three individuals trade.
Goliath males typically lack hair, but females have hair along their scalp.
So they have hair.
They have hair.
A Goliath who relies too much. There's nothing actually listed on their race. This is the legacy listing as well.
Mm-hmm.
About them not having hair. I think we can ignore
that. Is that a made up one?
I don't think it's made up. I just think we can ignore that. Goliath's affair. So he could be a Goliath.
Sure. This is just for stat purposes anyway.
Fine. Yeah. So what does that give him? Better strength?
Yeah, he's a tough boy.
What do you mean he would be?
Yeah. He has to carry a sack.
A sack of the world's presence in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I'm going to say class-wise, Beastmaster Ranger.
Why?
Because he has a sleigh of deer, Ben.
Yeah, but that you could be anything to have that. You have to be a beastmaster.
A druid, circle of shepherd, druid.
Nah, circle of the moon. He travels at night.
Circle of shepherd, you can summon your deer.
Okay, and as a druid, he can shapeshift, which helps him get in through the chimneys.
Exactly.
He's shapeshifting into a little spider. We all know that trick, Wesley. Looking at you. Okay, so that works. Is he a multi-class, though?
Maybe I feel like a rogue, I don't know why. Or a wizard, because he has a book.
I mean, look, rogue works in being sneaky, but I don't think he needs it because he's a druid. I think druids can get past without trace, so.
Yeah,
that's there's fair. That. Or he just shapeshifts, that's fine. Because his sack would shapeshift with him, makes sense. Then, wizard, like the scribe.
Scribe, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Vibe. You know, he's making his list, he's checking it twice.
Yeah.
I mean, how else is he going to know?
I mean, to have a Naughty and Ice book would be great because it could just like come with you and then.
Yeah, tell I mean, you how does. Is he? How is he seeing you when you're sleeping and knowing when you're awake if he doesn't know how to scry? You know.
Right.
So a bit of a wizard druid, which is a weird mix. I mean, this is not a plausible character, but it's
not. I mean, it can happen. It's just not like very efficient.
It hurts, Dave, because it's not min maxed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. What other Santa lore is there? He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. He's making his list. He's checking it twice. He knows he's going to be naughty and nice.
As you're just singing songs out.
He's flying all over the world.
You know what he needs though?
Go on.
Oh my days. Artificer, multiclass.
An artificer.
Yes, artificer, yeah.
Yeah, he would be an artificer, yeah.
Why? Yeah, artificer, yeah, for building things.
What's he building?
Toys.
But he doesn't build the toys, the elves build the toys.
Yeah, but he needs to teach the elves how to build toys.
If anything, he's a necromancer wizard and he's got an army of undead building toys for him.
I don't think that's real.
Or he's enslaving a load of elves.
I mean, Paul, this is getting real dark again.
I mean, it is Watsy, so.
Christ. My brain isn't working anymore.
I don't think he's an artificer.
All right, Ben, you just do what you want. I'll just say, you really, you made this go.
I think druid wizard works for Santa. And I think, I mean, bard works too, because bard gets a lot of the spell lists that wizards get.
Yeah. I mean, you also have your thingies later on where you can pick random spells from other spell lists as well as bard.
And he tells, he is the main character of one of the most famous stories in the world. The bards are basically D&D influencers, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Okay.
You know, the bard would be the person in the story, would be the main character.
Really?
Yeah, they're not necessarily the person. Because you don't just think of bards as like singers and performers. Think of them as like the people that the celebrities of the D&D world. They're the famous people.
Maybe.
You're putting a weird face.
Yeah, because I'm like, listen, we're just going to spiral off some things. Carry on.
All I'm saying is look at Dandelion in The Witcher. Famous. Influencer.
Not the main character.
No, but he's the main character of his own story. And that's what I'm saying. Okay. James just nodding and refusing to. He doesn't like this conversation. He's like, no, I'm not having any of this.
I also am like just trying to not cough constantly. So.
No, that's fine. You are very ill. We didn't reset that. You are. Okay, so I think we've got Santa down to a T. He is a druid, wizard, maybe a bit of bard, maybe a bit of artificer if you don't want him to enslave a load of elves, which, I mean, look, it's 2023, maybe he shouldn't.
Maybe you should give slave elves.
You give them all a sock. Wrong fandom. And then he flies around the world with his reindeers that he summons as druids. Is that what you're saying?
So called the shepherd. Yeah.
Is this plausible?
Yeah, this is legit.
I'm here for it.
I will make this character and post it on the Discord server.
Well, you've said it now, so you've got to.
I will do it.
How is he carrying the sack? Oh, he's Goliath.
Also, you just have a bag of holding as the sack.
Or, bag of holding, but also the other option is a tensor splitting disc.
Mm-hmm. Could be the sleigh, could be like part of that vibe.
The sleigh is a tensor splitting
disc. Yeah. It needs to go very quickly. It's like a tensor splitting disc attached to a spell jammer, basically. Pulled by magical
radio. Oh my god, his sleigh is a spell jammer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Or he can teleport around.
Yeah, I mean, that also works. He's a wizard after all.
Spelljammer's more fun though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's much more exciting.
Little sleigh with some reindeer. The reindeer at the helm. Yeah. That's weird.
It's fun though.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. What a weird little Santa character we've created for D&D.
That's very fun. I'm here for that.
Okay. Okay, fine. Was there one you wanted to do that wasn't on the list?
No, you crack on. What do you want to do?
I want to do... And I feel bad because I feel like I inadvertently took this episode to a dark place. But we're going back. I want to do Krampus.
Okay.
So do you know Krampus?
Yeah.
Is it? Is it easy? I thought that would be difficult. Oh, it's too easy. No. We'll do a different one.
No, we can do it. It's fun still.
So Krampus is... I mean, I thought he was a devil, but he's not. He's not. Anthropomorphic figure from the central and eastern Alpine folklore of Europe. Yeah. Who, during the Advent season, scares children who have misbehaved.
So,
Oh my god, we could also do Belschnickel. Anyway, go on.
Krampus. Sater?
Yeah, absolutely obviously Sater. Yeah, that's the race that he is. Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Straight off the bat. I want to say Warlock. Or Paladin. Paladin?
I don't know
that sounds weird, but if it makes sense, because he does specific things for specific reasons. And he's what he does is almost chaotic, but it's not. It does it for a reason, right?
Yeah, I mean, he does it because children have misbehaved and he's teaching them a lesson.
Exactly.
He's not evil. Not really.
I mean, I really want to make like a... No, he's not evil. That's what I mean. Like, he has a tenant of...
He's a tenant of evil. Tenant of good alignment. Yeah. Krampus, the word, is thought to come from... Peruvian, Krampen, or Krampen, like this, it's just Krampen and then in the end, meaning dead, rotten, or for the German, Kramp or Krampen, meaning claw. So he is this, like, he could be an undead satyr.
Right, like a reborn satyr.
Pretty horrific. Why have I gone this way? I feel like we should bin this episode. I feel like I've just come on here and gone, I don't really like Christmas. Sad time of year. I want to make a dead satyr that tells off misbehaved children for D&D.
Okay, so I can make this work still. So Krampus, right? So a lot of the imagery shows him using his tongue as some sort of weird capturing device. It's dark. So you could do, so here's how you thematically make this, right? You go Warlock, Pact of the Tome, and you take Thorn Whip, and you say
Thorn Whip is your tongue.
Yeah. Or you could do Eldritch Blast, and you'd have the pulling one. I can't remember what the invocation is where you
not
can pull towards
the
you.
Other one. Yeah.
So you could also do that, which is also fun.
That is quite fun. Okay.
So and then you just have like a portable hole or another bag of holding, but the children would die. Put them in there.
Wow. Okay. Someone's a lot darker than me. You could just be the Warlock of Krampus.
Yeah. No, that's. I mean, Krampus is actually a great patron. Like that's a super cool concept.
I mean, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was a very easy build. We just went, be a Warlock and have Krampus as your patron. That was so easy.
Yeah. Yes.
We cheated there, so we will do another one. Dave, have you bought all your Christmas presents, by the way?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, why?
There's mine in the post.
Yeah.
Are you lying?
No. You're not gonna know what it is yet for like 2 months.
Have you actually got me a Christmas present?
Well, it's not really a Christmas, it's not really, just for you.
Oh. Okay, I was trying to do a bit, but now I'm in freeze. What I was going to say was, if you haven't bought your Christmas presents, I know a good website. Exactly. Do you want to go over to the dice stand?
Who gave you a good Christmas present?
Do you know what? Their stocking hangs above my fireplace now.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
When we Christmasified the house, I put my new D&D Dice Dungeon Christmas stocking up and it looks so cute. And okay, fine. Like we're getting to the end of the Christmas season now, but if you want to grab one for next year, do it. Do it now because they're so cute and they come with a load of goodies. I've got, hang on, I'll show you this. I've got it here. Mm-hmm. So you get a load of goodies in the stocking. One of the things I got was this really cool D&D coin.
Yeah, that's very cool.
It's like the size of... I'd say it's like two maybe a third the size of the palm of my hand. It's quite big.
Yeah.
And it's got a 1 on one side, a 20 on the other, and then all of the class symbols. So it's like a D2, effectively. You can flip it.
Yeah, you flip it for a D2, yeah.
It's really cool. Really cool. And it's metal. I got bronze one. You never know which
very
one.
Very nice.
I think you get bronze, silver, or gold. I got bronze.
Yeah. Personally, I think the bronze one is the nicest one.
The bronze one is the nicest. It looks the most, like...
pointy.
I was going to say rustic, but what I'm trying to say is it looks like it would be an actual coin.
Authentic.
Yeah, like it'd be an actual coin in Faerun or somewhere or something.
Like if you just pull that out, like that's also a great prop that you could use at your table.
Yeah, absolutely. I could give this out as inspiration.
That's a very fun idea.
I've got two sets of dice.
Which dice sets did you get?
It was Bag of Fates. So I got two really nice acrylic sets.
Nice.
Super lucky because you never know what you're going to get. You can get metal sets, but I got some acrylic sets. But yeah, go and check out. And obviously, January sales coming up. And
I'm very excited.
We have the code WeSpeakCommon that you can use 10% to get off your tire order on top of that. So go check out the website. There's a link in the description below. Dice.com.com. .co.uk.com.
.co.uk.
I always do this. I know. The Dice Dungeon, the website's down below. Don't trust me. I'm a fucking idiot. So go and have a look at the link. Dave's looking at him now.
.co.uk, everyone.
Thank you. I know that. Why do I get that wrong all the time? Ben, I'm so sorry. Dave, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Ben.
Not you. I'm to you. Go and check him out. The Dice Dungeon. .co.uk. The link's in the description below.
Just go on the link.
Yeah.
Go to the other Benedict's website, not our website.
Go and have a look at what they've got going on. Shush you, behave yourself. And while you're there, why don't you check out Describe as well? Hey, look, we've been on Christmas break now for it feels like an eternity, to be honest. And I don't think we're starting our TOA back up until February.
We're going to be busy for the next month or so.
Yeah, which is a long time. So it's given me loads of time to make it freaking epic. So I'm looking at the Dice Dungeon and I'm looking for dice and things.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking over at Describe, DSCRYB.com. Mm-hmm. That is .com. Mm-hmm.
That is.
And I'm getting all of the box text that I want ready, and I'm getting all the music ready, and I'm like planning out my little scenes, and I'm like lining them all up on their little web thing that you can use.
We were talking about the UI. It's so cool.
I don't know why I haven't been using it. It's so good. So you can basically line up all of your scenes that you want to read out, like in order. So like, let's say you're doing a scene where your players are in a town and then they go to the edge of the forest and they go into the forest and they go to a grove. And then you've got the music that you want to go with that. So you've got nice villagey music. You've got some tavern music. You've got some like creepy forest music. And then you've got some nice glacial music for like the grove, whatever, and you can have it play in order and you can control it and put sound effects on. It's so good. It integrates like Discord and stuff if you're using that like we do. So, oh my God, go check out Describe. They've got so much on offer now. And it's crazy to think that when we first started talking about them, they were doing like 500 scenes.
Yeah.
And now it's like 10,000 music.
Plus music, plus artwork, plus maps.
Oh my God, artwork, everything. Go have a look. There's a load of different tiers you can subscribe at. And you can use the code COMMON at checkout to get 10% off each month for the first 2 years that subscription is active. Yeah. So go check them out. Links all below because I will get them wrong because I'm tired and I've been drinking. So we should have done this episode before we did the drinking.
Yeah, episode. We really
I don't know
should
why
have done
we did it the other way.
It's because we already made the drinks.
It's because we were impatient. Do you know who Belschnickel is?
No, tell me more about Belschnickel.
Okay.
I've heard the name Belschnickel.
Have you watched The US Office?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Dwight Schrute in the US Office.
Yes.
There was a Christmas episode in one of the seasons. I forget which season it is. It's like three or four, maybe five. He comes in and he's like, Belschnickel is here to talk to the children for Christmas. And he's basically like this German Santa. Yeah. And I didn't know for a long time that Belschnickel is real.
Yeah.
So Belschnickel is a crotchety, fur-clad Christmas gift bringer.
Incredible.
As a figure in the folklore of the, I can't say this word, the Palatinate region of Southwest Germany. It's Germany. So it's near the Rhine and Saarland and Odenwald and like kind of that area. So was also perceived in Pennsylvania Dutch kind of area as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's related to other companions of Saint Nicholas in the folklore of German-speaking Europe. So he is another person. Like, so in the traditional, air quotes, traditional, like, Santa Saint Nick lore, he has a load of, like, friends, air quotes, friends, like, the disciples of Saint Nick. And yeah. Belschnickel is one of them. But he kind of operates on his own, where a lot of all the others, like, help Saint Nick out by doing different things. So he kind of goes off and does his own thing. But the idea, so he is a man wearing furs and sometimes a mask with a long tongue. He's typically very ragged and disheveled. He wears torn, tattered and dirty clothes and he carries a switch in his hand, which is like a big stick. Like a big like stick.
He looks like he has a whip.
Yeah, it's like a whip, but it's not. It's a stick. It's a switch. He carries it in hand in which to beat naughty children, but also pockets full of cakes, candies, and nuts for good children. So if you're good, Belschnickel gives you cakes and nuts and treats out of his dirty pockets. And if you're bad, he beats you with a stick.
This guy's a creep, straight up.
Yeah, he is. Absolute creep. But he is real, or in the folklore is real. And it's hilarious. And I want to make him as a D&D character, please and thank you, so that I can live out my fantasies of giving out sweets to children and beating them with a stick.
Okay, straight up druid, straight away. Like, they're dirty and they can produce good berries out of their pockets.
Here's the thing. His whole thing is that he makes himself look like that. Like, he isn't actually this disheveled, like, man without a home. That's the vibe he's going for. The idea is that when you meet Belschnickel, he looks like someone who is down on their luck, downtrodden, you know, unhomed, that kind of thing. And if you treat him poorly, he beats you with a stick. If you treat him well, with kindness, he gives you treats out of his pockets.
I feel like him and the Yule lads wouldn't get on.
No, the Yule lads would get beat with a stick. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they are naughty, naughty children.
They are.
So I think maybe he's like someone with the ability to use alter self. Maybe he's a changeling.
Okay. We can work with that. Work with a changeling.
He is just a man. So, but you could make him more fun by being like an Azamar or something. If you wanted, because he's part of the saint crew.
Is he a saint?
He's a companion of Saint Nick. So there's that. But I mean, yeah, he's a human then, basically. He's just a human.
Yeah.
Or make him an elf so he's long lived, so it kind of fits. But yeah.
I really need to look into this like deep lore about
the deep lore of Belschnickel. Yeah. It's so interesting. Belschnickel, all I hear is Rainn Wilson Dwight being like, Belschnickel is here. So I think someone with the ability to alter self, and then if you use the spell that I wrote called Hidden Pocket, where you can have hidden pockets on his coat, he can have all those cakes hidden in those interdimensional pockets.
Do you know that was a 3.5 spell, something very similar.
That I rewrote from 3.5 without knowing. He has a load of cakes in his pockets.
I think it was 3.5. It's either 3 or 3.5. I can't remember which one it is.
Who knows? There's no original ideas anymore.
It's fine.
It's 2023. Come on.
Might be great. Who knows?
What else? Or if he was a druid, his stick that he beats with could be
a shillelagh.
Could be a shillelagh. Or it's a +3 quarter staff.
I feel like a lot of the Christmas characters are druids.
But they can't all be druids. That's a cop-out.
Is it?
Yeah, it's an easy
answer. This guy literally produces food out of his pocket, goodberry.
Fine, right. If this guy's a druid, Santa can't be a druid.
Santa's a straight wizard then.
Fine. Fine. I take it. Fine.
Because you can summon like elemental deer or something, it's fine.
Why not?
Yeah, sure.
Fine.
Are you happy now? I mean, it could just be a wizard riding a spelljammer, so.
What, Santa? Yeah. I think we should make this. We should like make all these characters and then play a weird Christmas one shot.
Oh my God.
Belschnickel, Saint Nick.
I really want to play the Yule Lads. I think I want to play the Yule Lad Rogue so bad.
I think you have to make the Yule Lads as one character.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a homebrew that I found once that is 3 goblins in a trench coat. I'll just use that and then
make it 13 goblins.
Yeah. 13 goblins Yule Lads.
God, that's terrifying. You'd be like a, what is it called? What's the word when you have a load of like snakes? A swarm. Be a swarm of your lads.
Yeah. So we could just make stat blocks all these things and play them as stat blocks. Or we could make them as characters.
I mean, either or. I think both is good. Both works. Yeah.
What level one shot would this be?
What level?
Yeah. I feel like Santa's level 20 character.
I think Santa's the boss. I think Santa's the final boss, and you're fighting.
Jesus Christ.
And you're playing as the Yule Lads trying to ruin Christmas.
Oh, we could be all naughty characters at Christmas. Yeah.
And to get to Santa, you have to get through Belschnickel. And then you fight Santa, but then ultimately Christmas cheer wins and you all lose and it's TPK. But you're happy about it because you will get to go out in like a cool fashion because you're each playing like three Yule Lads in a trench coat.
Just everyone's playing the same character. It's just all the Yule Lads.
No, you just split the Yule Lads up amongst the party members. So if there's three party members, everyone gets like three Yule Lads or whatever, however many there are.
They'd have to make different. Or will you just all do rogues?
No, I think you could play them around. I mean, playing them as all rogues would be quite funny. It'd be useless. But they could all be different rogues. Like Spoonlicker could be what?
I mean, Window Peeper and like Door Snipper could easily be like rangers.
Some of these sound like really non-PC insults.
Oh, they're really not okay.
Window Peeper, Spoonlicker, and. What was another one?
Snatcher.
Bowl Snatcher. God. How did you learn about the Yule Lads? Door Sniffer?
Yeah.
What does he do? What's his lore?
He sniffs doors and steals things.
Is this real?
Meat. Yeah, that's literally, I read it out earlier, you weren't listening.
Sniffs, as in smells a door?
Yeah.
I think I just blocked it out. I think I just said
he has a big nose. Google the pictures of Door Sniffer right
these
now.
These Yule Lads are definitely not PC.
Oh, yeah, it's weird. Their mum is also crazy.
They have a mum? God, this lore is so deep. Who is she?
Let me find out. I can't remember. This was a long time ago when I read about this.
This is such a weird Christmas episode.
There's also a giant cat somewhere involved in it.
What?
Yeah, it's wild. Let me find it.
Okay. While David looks for the Yule Lads, I'm going to say, hey, it's Christmas time. And it's a lovely time of year. It's a strange time of year for many, as we've already said, but we hope you're having a wonderful time.
Oh my God, I just found some great stuff there.
We hope that, like Dave, you're enjoying perusing through weird lore of mythic creatures and cryptoids that exists in our universe. And you're doing all of the Christmassy things that you should be doing, like, you know, drinking mulled wine and eating mince pies and arguing with your family and occasionally bringing up strange lore about a German companion of St. Nicholas.
Are you ready? I'm going to give you overviews of each of the lore. We'll do the Yule Lads first because we're on them already.
Right, go on.
So the Yule Lads are brothers
who
reside in the Highlands but descend into the town one by one during the month of December.
How many are there?
13 in total. Right, okay, legend has it there's 13 in total. The first lad is supposed to come to the town in December 12th, or the last arrives on December 24th.
Wow.
After Christmas, they leave in the same order as they came. Each of the lads spend 13 days with the residents and tourists in Iceland.
I mean, look, they're very organized.
They are.
They come and go in order.
Yeah.
They spend the right amount of time there.
Yeah.
They, I assume, go around town equally distributing their jobs, such as licking spoons, stealing bowls, and sniffing doors.
Yep.
Don't know how someone's sniffing my door
you
is going
to... You need to Google pictures of Door Sniffer while I'm about to read the next thing.
I think if I Google Door Sniffer, it's going to put you need on to
do
list.
It. No, you need to do it right now. Okay, while you're doing that, I'm going to read out the next thing. So the Ogress Gryla, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Is that their mum?
That's their mum.
Oh my God.
So, the Ogress Gryla appears to Icelandic human settlements to hold the naughty children. Yes, that's what it says. She's a frightful character, which is believed to be partly a troll and partly an animal. She stuffs the kids into the bags and carries them up to a mountain lair, boils the children in a cauldron to make a tasty meal out of them, but she only captures kids who misbehave. The children who regret their behavior are ready to be released.
That's their mum?
That's the mum.
Wow.
So yeah. And then there's the Christmas cat.
Okay.
Who's Grayla's cat. who is also present there among the humans on Christmas. Anyone who isn't wearing new clothes on the day may find themselves at the mercy of the dreadful cat.
Just at the mercy of the cat.
Just the cat's going to savage you.
Do not Google this art. Don't look
it up. It's wild, right?
Don't do that to yourself. One of them just steals meat.
Yeah.
He comes with a meat hook and just takes your meat.
Yeah.
This is wild.
The sausage swiper as well, don't forget.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes. That's a different type of.
That's a different meat stealer.
Well, look, this has been enlightening.
Yeah.
And a strange celebration of Christmas. But we've done
this. This is what happens. This is what happens when we record a Tum Talk episode before the mainline episode.
I don't know if anyone's getting anything out of this episode except bewilderment. And I think that is our gift to you this Christmas.
So join in. I'm going to tell you what the present is because we're doing this. So,
go on then.
We discussed briefly in the chat that we were going to play 40K over next year at some point when everyone's around. I have now three armies to do that with, so I need to finish one.
Have you been building us an army?
Yeah.
Dave!
Because I didn't have enough, I realised the other day. I have enough, but one of them is a super complex one that none of us want to try and play for the first time, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet of you. I really want to play 40K.
Yeah.
I also really want us to all, I know James and I both have it, but I really want us to learn how to use Tabletop Simulator to its full power so we can play more games that are like tabletop games online.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, look, I don't think we can. I'm trying to think of a way to save this episode.
No way. Just burn
one.
It.
This is just
the cursed. You need to call this the cursed Christmas episode.
It's being released because I have no time to record another one. This is what you get. This is your Christmas present. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's been a wild ride for us.
For everyone involved, really. I'm sorry. If you're still listening, I apologize for everything that's happened during this.
Well, look, if you are still listening, let's get serious for a second. I hope you have a wonderful Merry Christmas or Happy Holiday, whatever it is you're celebrating, or even if you're just having some time off this year. It's been one hell of a ride this year.
It really
not
has.
Only in the world in general, but in D&D world, in tabletop RPG world. So we're going to talk about that next week, actually. We're going to have a little look back and talk about what's happened, and it's a lot more coherent than this. So
surprisingly, as it's happened to
weird that episode. Thing as it comes afterwards, yeah. But hopefully, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whether you're with loved ones, with friends, with families, or even if you're just spending it alone this year, you are content, you are happy, and you know that we wish you a very, very very happy, happy, warm holiday. And thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for joining us for this wild ride.
Yeah.
There's more to come in the new year. We got some stuff. We got some stuff we need to sort out. Some little bits to do. And then we'll tell you all what's going on. In the meantime, Dave, I don't know what the fuck's just happened, but I enjoyed every second of it. So... thanks for teaching me about the Yule Lads, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. You'll be cursed with the knowledge now forever.
I think it might actually be being erased from my brain right now as I speak.
Nah.
I think I'm so traumatized I'm blocking it out. I think I'm going to develop another personality just to hide it from me.
I wouldn't blame you.
Thanks for joining me today and next week.
You're welcome.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that too.
All right, sod off. Go away.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the We Speak Common podcast network. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave a review on your platform of choice and share us with a friend or D&D group near you. If you'd like to directly support the network and the production of new shows like the one you heard today, head to the description of this episode or our social media pages for a link to our Patreon page. You can connect with the show on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook at We Speak Common. The network theme is Street Dancing by Timecaller 82 and is held under a Creative Commons 4.0 license. You can find it on the Free Music Archive.